I said to my wife,
"That's true.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
No good deed.
This is why people don't do things exactly
goes unpunished, because some kid, you know, it turned out the kid was okay. There weren't any lawsuits, but you know, I mean, as a kid, things fucking happen. We used to jump cars with bicycles, like jump cars, multiple cars, build ramps out of bricks and cinder blocks and old plywood. Yeah, you're wondering how nobody wasn't paralyzed every week. And so kids are kids, right? They're going to, they get in the bouncy castle, they get rowdy. And next thing you know, I mean, I don't blame the kid, right? But things happen. But the parents then, oh, we're going to sue. Who was that sponsored
Once they learned that they could sue, and then it was like, okay, then it was just crazy. Well, again, the lawyers did all that. They encouraged people, just like when we had the bad market here, people that never thought about sinkholes, you had lawyers knocking on your door saying, hey, do you have a sinkhole? And you're like, no. And they were like, well, how do you know? We could file a sinkhole claim and you could get this much money. Next thing you know, they were now, if your house was not already devalued, now you were devaluing it more because you were taking a sinkhole claim on a house that probably didn't have a sinkhole, because, you know, the lawyers are in bed with the sinkhole companies. And if they want you to have a sinkhole, you're going to have a sinkhole.
If you're looking for a sinkhole,
you're going to find one.
Just find it. Just look at Washington, D.C.
It's a racket.
That's a big
sinkhole. There's rackets everywhere. But no, I mean, we did things as kids. I don't remember, you know, my mother's first thought wouldn't have been to, like, sue. Like, my brother used to ride his big wheel, and I would tie a jump rope around the back of it, and on my roller skates he'd go down the hill. I mean, I could have hit a crack in the pavement, went flying, broke something. My mother's first thought would not have been to sue the person's property that happened on. It would have been to rectify the problem
somewhere along the line. Things have gotten really fucked up
in society.
By the time
we're driven by police and
it moves too fast right now for me to try to figure it out. That'll be something I do as things slow down the road. But
when you're living in your RV permanently.
Yeah. When I'm living in my RV and I drive by Joe Biden's house three times a day, blow the horn, let him know I'm here.
Get a big truck horn or train horn.
Here he comes.
Yeah, there you go.
No, they won't even let you down his street. I mean, it's crazy. Let me see if they moved anything while we're on. You can't even go down the street. Like, and people are like, oh, you know, he goes home. Or he could be meeting with anybody. He could be meeting with fucking Hamas. You wouldn't never know about it. They have it all locked down. If Trump tried to do that, are you kidding me? I mean, it's so. Nothing.
I mean, the only way would be a good stakeout and just capture the license plate of everybody turning down that road.
You can't, I mean, and then they come be like, what the fuck are you doing, pal? They lock you up or something, you know? It's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry, I don't have any guns or anything to give you to leave me alone. I can't, nothing. I can go down. What do you guys need? I'll go down and buy whatever you need. It's Secret Service. Let me get you. How about some free rent?
It's amazing. I can't wait to see where this story goes. I really can't. This is so unbelievable that it is being ignored to this level.
Yeah, buddy of mine said, well, you know, four apartments the day after the story broke burnt, not the day after, but a day or so ago. Four apartments in Biden's hometown burnt down. So a buddy of mine says, that's strange, don't you think? The Secret Service lives in that town, I said. You know, because fires happen all the time.
And not one time did anyone ask the question, even a little bit of media that I saw, or the court, no one asked anything about 2020.
Oh, there's nothing. A reason for that. We'll get to that down the road. We'll get to that, not tonight, but there's definitely a reason for that, and it's gonna rock some fucking... rock these people off their axis. They don't want you to know about it, but we have some stuff. And like I said, it's just, you know, we have the other stuff with the DHS drops we've been doing. It's like, there's almost too much intelligence in this operation right now. So we're like, okay, well, we'll just keep developing it. And sometimes it's fun to let your adversaries in this situation dig themselves a nice little hole.
Yeah.
And then you come out and you say, oh, you guys have been saying It's no big deal. You sent these people home like they were scolded in the principal's office. It's pretty damn obvious that there's a massive cover-up, and then you have to come up with some good reasons why that would be. And so we're working mm-hmm. on that. I'll let you know about it as we proceed. Mm-hmm. But
hey, you know me. I don't bother you. You say you in due time. I don't ever bother you. If you don't offer, if you don't offer the answers, I would never. I've told people that behind the scenes. Like, they think I know a lot, and I go, Mike, don't offer it. I don't ask.
Well, I just
I know how it goes.
Keep my mouth shut. You know what I mean? We started this in 2016, I was running my mouth too much because we're trying to make a name for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's not, it has never really been my style. So I just go back to keeping my mouth shut. And when we have something, we'll drop it. You know what I mean?
That's what I tell people. I say, if Mike wants me to know, he'll tell me. If not, if he don't want me to know something, I certainly don't ask. I don't go, tell me what you know.
Yeah. Well, nope. Good stuff again tonight. Plain and simple.
Thank you, better, as usual.
People better appreciate, you know, these opportunities because I've looked around in media and I just don't see anything else like what we're doing here. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I just don't see it. If there was, I would be listening to it.
Well, this is truly our catch-up time. You know, we really don't talk during the week. This is it. We catch up and people get to listen to us catching up. You know, I listened to a woman real fast before we hang up that I really liked a lot of her work, and she had disappeared. She went ghost. She shut everything down.
Where is she?
She just had enough after not after the election, whenever it was. But anyway, she went away. She recently resurfaced to explain why she
think about that sometimes. We had that conversation here. My wife says, you're going too fucking hard. We're worried about you and your health and stuff. And like she said, when, you know, how long are you going to do this for? And I told her, I can wake up one day and say, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. And I'll go do something else. And she said, what do you mean? You would just stop on a dime? I said,
Yes.
stop on a fucking dime and say that's
so
it.
So could I.
You know?
Well, it was weird because I was watching something. And then as I scrolled, I was like, oh, my gosh. So I listened to it. And it was like, you know those moments when you really need to hear something?
Yeah. Like I was waiting for a sign type of a moment.
Yeah. Well, it's somebody that you could relate to it so much. And she said that she really is done. She's done with research. She's done with all of this. She had taken the time away to get back to living. She was tired of delivering bad news. Once you already know what you already know, what's the point anymore? You just need to move forward and decide to be happy and make happiness for yourself and your family and do things that bring enjoyment rather than living in the misery of research. And man, did she hit that nail on the head. Because when you keep diving for those pearls of wisdom that keep turning up these horrible things that we know are going on, and you keep digging and digging. Well, it is a miserable place to be in. And the only way to break free of it is to say, I'm done. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to focus on gardening and painting and, you know, reconnecting face to face with people and family and get away from all the bad news. Because really, that's all it is. And when there's really no good news to deliver, what's the point? So, I think everybody knows when their exit time is.
Yeah, I think it probably is something that would happen over time. I'm not there yet or anywhere near there yet. But I think over time, you start to think like, well, you know what? Maybe I just fucking go do something else and maybe not do what I'm doing right now. And I would think it's a gradual thing, not something you just kind of wake up and think about.
Well, no, it's a gradual thing, right? It's a gradual thing within yourself. Nobody around you would know it, but it is a slow build to you get to the, what's the point? Like even when you look at people like VM and a legal man. Let's take legal man. How many times does he have to tell you the Constitution is worthless? It's not doing anything. You're your representative. I mean, he's like a broken record. If he ever just shut it down, I say, okay, because you said everything you needed to say. Either people got it or they didn't.
How many times do you want to say? I think with legal man talking off microphone is that we believe that we can eventually reach more people and perhaps they can change. So we understand that the system is so rigged against us to ever get large, you know, massive audiences and things like that. But perhaps by repeating things and breaking things down and trying to reach more people, that there is some value in that, just personal value in trying to help people. I think.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. More people that wake up to it. But until we all know intellectually, like when people say, oh, there's going to be a civil war. No, there's not.
I don't think there's going to be a civil war. No, I've given
first of all, it's not a civil war that you need. You need a revolutionary war. And that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you can be a revolutionary yourself.
Exactly. But you still have to live in the panopticon that they're building at some point.
That fucking you word could, was impressive.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what that I'm means. Trying to I went say to a is, state university, goddamn.
You could. Oh, stop it. you can hold things off until the collective people want to do something to stop these overlords. And what drives me crazy is there's not many of them. And they get to call the shots for the rest of us. They are supposed to be our elected officials. We know they're not our elected officials. There are inserted officials who cut deals with lobbyists and everybody else. So until that collective can possibly do something to stall, reverse, make unbelievable change, the train is still running down the track to live in their world. Now, can you hold it off and live in an RV and travel by land and do all that? Sure you could. But, you know, I mean, how long before? Okay, you could live out the rest of your life maybe that way, but the younger generations are still going to be brought up in the fourth industrial revolution.
It's daunting to consider on many different fronts. One is from a broadcaster journalist standpoint, how many people can you reach? Can you reach enough people in time to, so they can kind of formulate some kind of a strategy, at least to prepare, if nothing else, for this kind of stuff. Number one.
Right.
Number two, I don't know. I see a lot of angles and of different things, scams, but when you see other angles, you see that there are opportunities. And when the lunatics and the hive mind are going one way and you decide to go another way, I think that you can almost chart out some opportunities for yourself. And by opportunities, I mean fucking revenue. I mean money. And
a lot of people are doing
that. Yeah, and that will help you, regardless of what people think about money. That will help you and open up more options to you because, let's be honest, you know, money opens up more options to you. Look what it's done for the elite. They're not concerned about any of this. They love it.
I will tell you, there is someone that I know listens to your show. He lives in Washington State.
Yeah.
And he just escaped. He took this year. He went out first. I think they went to Idaho. And he scoped out, you know, he went first and the wife and you know, blah, blah, blah. And they sold their house in Washington and moved to Idaho.
It's
and
like the fucking Oregon Trail back in the day. The husband goes out and starts scoping out land.
They're very happy. They met like-minded people. They're so happy. They did it. So it can be done. When you make the decision, that's half the battle, is ripping that Band-Aid off and saying, this is a decision and this is what we're doing. And believe me, the things that fall into place once you make that decision are incredible. It's a great experience. Like I used to say, like when people are, why did you want to move to Florida? You know, I said, you only get to live once. Why do we have to live and die in the same place?
Fucking shot at this. One shot.
Right. Why do we have to live and die in the same block, in the same city, in the same town? Get out and explore. Try different things. You know,
I agree with you.
You know, once 100%. You get settled in, it's a great feeling. It's a great liberating feeling. And it's fun. People are thinking about it.
You can go on road trips and check stuff out. And you might listen, this has happened to a lot of people I know. They went somewhere for the weekend and they said, I want to go back there.
Yeah.
And I said, like to visit? No, I want to live there. And then they put things together and they live. They love the town so much. They love the vacation or whatever. And they say, well, we're going to move there. And people
well,
are like,
we were
are you crazy. You know, what, you've been here your whole life. You're crazy.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, no, no. We did a 2-week tour of the West Coast. We knew we wanted to be on the West Coast. Kids were homeschooled. So we took a 2-week trip and went all the way down to Naples and backtracked all the way up. And then because back then, you know, we didn't have smartphones or anything, you know, I was on realtor.com, printed out a bunch of towns and houses, and we went exploring. And that was February of 2004. We moved into our house in Florida in July of 2004. That's how fast. We went home, put the house up, it sold, and boom, we were here.
Bing, bang, boom.
It was great. It was a great experience. Just, you know, learning new areas.
That's perhaps an answer to people who say, you know, what other options do you have besides leaving and starting over? Well, maybe there is no option. Maybe that is the option. You know,
and don't let people guilt you.
It happens. They say, well, I can't believe you're leaving and all this stuff. Well, I got to do what's right for my crew.
Yeah, that's it. We had neighbors that were devastated. We had family that were devastated, and I was pretty much a rock.
A lot of times, these folks want to do the same thing, but they just don't have the balls. Plain and simple.
Well, and that too, and that I've experienced.
It takes
but,
a lot of guts to pick it all up.
But if you let people guilt you,
you'll never go anywhere.
You'll never go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So no,
misery
I know
loves
that
company sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh
I like
yeah.
It. Well, we got to stay here.
But you got to remember, people didn't even agree with me homeschooling in 2004. They thought I lost my marbles. You know, they were like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm having a ball. What are you doing?" Oh, and then all of a sudden, the women on the street were like, after the kids would get home from school, they would because my kids were always doing something fun. We were always going to the museums, and we walked with the Liberty Bell. And then I had people taking off from work so they could keep their kids out of school so they could come with me on the trips that I planned for my kids. Isn't that funny?
Well, it's tough when you do stuff and you're out front and people don't understand. And there's, you know, human nature is human nature. So you kind of have to put that all, have a squelch button for that and just do. And many times I told people, if instinctually you think it's worth following or at least exploring, then listen to your instincts, man.
I had more joy of being different. I always liked that. I always liked to be the one that was going against the grain. So it really didn't bother me. Like, I didn't care. But between homeschooling and then saying I'm moving to Florida, they really thought that I was crazy. But what do they say now? You were really smart to do that. You were really smart to homeschool. You were really smart to get out. Why didn't you follow my lead?
Where good places are to live in Florida. So they're a little behind. So it's like, okay, well, you were fucking a pioneer in many ways with other people.
Speaking of that, I may need off on Friday in May. I have people coming down. We are looking for real estate.
Listen, this is fucking bullshit.
I may be having guests for a week.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Give me whoever they are. This is bullshit. Come down on a Wednesday, Thursday. Coming
who
down
can we
and
get to
up.
Sit in on a Friday? We need to get somebody to
we'll
sit
get
in
somebody.
On a Friday.
Yeah. I'll get the guy that just gave himself up at McDonald's. I can get him. No one's booking him. I like to see if this guy can even put two sentences together, this guy.
He has his own YouTube show or something, didn't he?
He probably does. It probably is still up, too.
No, I think they took it down. Oh, I did catch some.
It took him to allegedly shoot up a subway station for YouTube to take it down. But I say one thing, mm-hmm. and I'm out in the street.
They kept it up
until the FBI told him, now you can take it down. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now we better take it down.
Now we better take it down. Yeah. All right, good stuff. I'll check with my people, and I have my people call your people about situation in May. I don't know.
Situation in May.
Fucking make it to May. Make it to May.
I know. Well, it's right around the corner. Sunday's Easter. By the way, happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter to you, too. And stay out of trouble.
Thanks.
And thanks for everything.
I will.
And we'll see you pending your schedule in the future.
No, you'll see me next week. You'll see me next week.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Out. You have in mind, yeah, that's what you're all about. Good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Ha ha ha. That's right.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track, and your true loving daddy ain't coming back, but he's moving on. He's rolling on. You were flying too high for one of those guys, so I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Keep rolling on. You were flying too high for one of those guys, so I'm moving on. That big bad whistle as it blew and blew, said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, cause we're moving on, we're rolling on. Please listen to me, let this rattle free and keep moving on. I told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen or pay me no mind. No, I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. I'm through with you. Too bad you blew, but I'm moving on. Move on, move on, move on. All right.